Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Iowa District 23 House Representative Ray Sorensen.
All right. So what is your opinion on the governor's school voucher bill that within 3 years it would be open to all students in the state?
So, yeah, this is a concept that's been around the Capitol for a couple of years now. The governor campaigned heavily on it and won overwhelmingly. The proposal she's introduced this year has some differences, and it's important to, I think, to be open-minded and, you know, make sure that, you know, we all understand the proposal in its entirety. One difference is that it will be open to all students after it's fully implemented. You know, the governor wanted to provide as much choice to as many parents as possible. So, you know, that's where I have a little bit of reservation with it. You know, I think there probably should be a cap on a certain percentage from the federal poverty level. I'm not sure what that is. I would debate that fact, but it's one of the areas where I have a little bit of pause. But this bill also changes the way we count students and allocate money. Students who leave public school to attend private school with an ESA will still be counted in the public school's total. So they won't be having to teach a student, but they will receive money for that student. You know, so that's a difference in this bill. Also new to this year's proposal is an increased flexibility for how school districts can spend their money. Right now, the state earmarks school districts' budgets for specific programs, and some of those dollars go unspent. You know, and this proposal would allow school districts to use some of those unspent funds to increase teachers' salaries. You know, and that's one thing I've really fought for, is trying to give as much flexibility and freedom to help try and level the playing field as much as possible if this bill is going to go through. Trying to stay engaged with, you know, everybody from back in the district. You know, there's people obviously for it, there's people against it, and I'm hearing from all of them all at once. So it's a lot to consider and a lot to weigh in on, but, you know, that's what ultimately I've been elected to do.
All right. And there are some people opposed to the bill because they're against kind of using public money in private schools. What are your thoughts on that part?
Well, you know, the truth is public money in private schools is already a thing through a variety of different means already, from the tuition assistance grants to the Pell grants. And I believe there's even more. So that ship has sailed already, that, you know, there already is, you know, a lot of public money in private schools. It's one of those things that, as long as it's affordable within the budget, and, you know, they've been working really hard on making sure that that is the case, you know, I guess I'm open to putting more money in our education system. And, you know, I guess I'm remaining open. I'm trying to stay open-minded. I want to both fund our public schools, and, you know, if this is the route that we're going, then funding the student and not the institution may be the right way to go.
So with the, of course, the money going back to the public schools, even if their student goes to a private school, is that where a lot of your support for the bill comes from?
Well, that's where some of my support comes from. Again, I continue to remain, I guess, neutral on it until I have to vote. There's going to be some new amendments that are dropping today, where we keep working on ways to, you know, make this the best bill we can for public schools. If it's, you know, if it's an inevitability, what I've been trying to do is work with leadership on ways to make this an easier pill to swallow. And that is one of the provisions that does make it an easier pill to swallow, in my opinion, is that you no longer have to teach that student, but you still receive money from the district that they live in and for them. So, you know, I think that is, you know, obviously people that are against the bill aren't going to, they just want to kill the bill. They don't want to hear anything else, but, I'm trying to look at all the different details of the bill and see what we can do to make it as level a playing field. And what I want to do is lift up both public and private education. I want Iowa to regain its dominance in education. And hopefully, if this is the path we're taking, that's what happens.
Okay. And are there any private schools in your house district?
The private schools that I can think of, there's an unaccredited in Winterset, and then there is an accredited, St. Malachy is on the edge of my district, so just outside of it.
With the governor's proposal for the school voucher bill, do you think that Governor Reynolds' proposed 2.5% state supplemental aid should be higher, at least with the rate of inflation being much higher than that?
I always argue in caucus that it should be higher. I think budget-wise, they are showing 2.5% every year because that's generally what we've landed on. You got to remember that the House doesn't just get to set that. The House gets to pitch what we believe SSA should be set at, and then the Senate pitches what they believe SSA should be set at. ultimately it's a negotiation that, you know, kind of whittles down, you know, until we can land on what both chambers are happy with. But yes, I would like to see much higher. I would like to see it at the very least 3% SSA, but again, I'm one of 150 legislators, so it's not fully up to me.
All right. And there's some proposed legislation that would prohibit lessons on gender identity and sexual orientation in grades K through third, and also a bill that would require a school to notify a parent before accommodating their transgendered child. What are your thoughts on those bills?
So I believe the goal of those bills is simply just to put parents back in the driver's seat. For me, ultimately, teachers should teach and parents should parent. You know, and too often we're seeing examples of school employees spending their energy trying to parent these children and teach them, you know, on these social topics. And, you know, the parents that I've been talking to, they send their kids to public school for their kids to learn math, science, reading, and writing, not to teach gender identity and sexuality. You know, I think the same concept is true with the parental notification bill. You know, kids need they need the support of their parents. You know, parents shouldn't be boxed out of this major development in their child's life. You know, open communication with the parent, in my opinion, is always going to be best for the kids.
And what are your thoughts on the House passing its rules to eliminate the school voucher from being submitted to the Appropriations and Ways and Means Committee as safeguards for any funding allocation and taxation?
So, you know, Speaker Grassley has been pretty clear that, you know, the Education Reform Committee was created to be the committee to tackle the ESA bill. That is not to say that, you know, the committee, as well as every single other member, is not taking into account the cost of the bill and its effect on the state budget. But gotta keep in mind that Speaker Grassley, he was the former appropriations chair for a long time. You know, he understands the budget implications very well. You know, another thing I like to mention is the Senate has passed this through their appropriations committee. And like I said, it's not like the Senate has their own appropriation and the House has their own appropriation. We have to meet in the middle and decide on what the appropriations for the state are. So it's already passed through an appropriations committee. And I guess I don't see it as big of a problem as maybe someone else would. The only thing that it would do is just further clarify what is exactly being spent, but that's already been made public, you know, what this is based on and what budget expectations they are. You know, granted, nobody that's come back from the future to tell us exactly what's going to happen, just like with any other budget, these are all based on what our expectations are. But, you know, that I guess those are my thoughts.
All right. And are there any other updates or anything coming from committees that you're on that you want to talk about?
I mean, you know, this business continues to go on as usual. Got a handful of bills coming through subcommittees in economic growth and technology, and that's the committee that I chair. So we're letting those bills kind of make their way through the process. And obviously every other chair and every other committee is working on stuff as well, you know, but, you know, just like this conversation, and until something gets decided with the ESA bill, I think that's going to dominate everything going on up there. So.
All right. Thank you very much, Ray.
Yeah, no problem.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.